there is ample evidence that the both Al-Qaeda as well as the Islamic State affiliates that operate in West Africa are trying to take advantage of this situation. There has been just a couple of hours ago another major attack in the border area between Niger and Mali, admittedly by the coup government, by terrorist organizations. So the instability in Niger is a really important brick out of the regional counterterrorism operations. On the one hand, we have already international troops having left Burkina Faso. We are about to withdraw the rest of the UN force, which is now speeding up its withdrawal from Mali, both times being asked by the coup governments of those countries to leave. And everyone relocated in the last couple of months, in the last year, to Niger. The EU training mission got bigger, the French military engagement got bigger. Plus, of course, there is a very large, just renewed drone base of the American forces, which is crucial for regional counterterrorism operations. All of this is now under question. The military agreement between the coup government of Niger and France has been cancelled. The EU was forced to suspend its military training operations because this is no longer a legitimate government. And what happens to the US drone base is anyone's guess. However, at the same time, as you said, Russia is trying to push in, offering Wagner possibly as a replacement.
So what is it then that needs to be done to make sure that terrorist groups don't actually get empowered and able to make the situation even worse there?
Well, we would have to somehow ensure that governments and countries in this region don't no longer destabilize. The problem is you have a multitude of pressure factors in the region at the moment. You have the terrorism threat, you have dire economic situations, which are obviously also caused to a certain extent by the terrorism threat. You have large-scale organized crime transporting drugs through the region. You have already Wagner infused both in Mali and Burkina Faso, basically genociding their way around the region. All of this, of course, destabilizes countries. And every country that destabilizes further is liable to another military coup, another internal revolution that then puts another brick out of the wall. And there's already some chit-chatter about how stable Chad is going to be in the future. So this is the most threatening terrorist situation on the planet as we speak. And there needs to be some reversal of the situation. Otherwise, first we know in Europe, but sooner or later, also you in America will have a very big problem on our hands.
And it seems to me that the pattern and the timeline of this tracks with, as you mentioned, the Wagner Group's presence there, and what we know the Wagner Group does very well, which is spread a lot of money around, and also they've been spreading around the ideology of disinformation and other tools that the Kremlin has used for years to destabilize other countries. And I'm just wondering, do you see a direct link between what's happening with these countries essentially falling into the arms of juntas and these efforts that basically Wagner has been promoting?
Well, I mean, let's be very clear. The origin of terrorism has nothing to do with Russia or Wagner. These are intercommunal conflicts between nomadic and urban communities within these countries, between African heritage or ethnic Africans and Arab African inhabitants in these countries. Bad governments was the hallmark of that region for a long time. And Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in the last 8 years have simply taken advantage of this to grow, to infuse themselves in the community. What Wagner has done, undoubtedly, is to make the situation significantly worse, because Wagner, in combination with Russian, in combination with Chinese disinformation and misinformation campaigns, meant that the international community, including the UN, which is really the most objective, even-handed operation organization on the planet, have now a very bad reputation and were forced to leave subsequently. So Wagner and Russia are using an already very fragile situation to infuse themselves into this region and are willing to pay the price, because they're not going to be the ones who have to deal with the fallout immediately, willing to pay the price that makes terrorism much worse. But it gives Russia a foothold. It gives Wagner natural resources. So, you know, one of the arguments of the coup leaders at the beginning was that there was not enough sharing of profits from resources in Niger by the French companies that get the uranium out of the ground. Well, now if Wagner would take that over, there wouldn't be any sharing of resources whatsoever. Wagner gets paid in natural resources in Mali, in Burkina Faso, and there is no sharing at all. So if that's the alternative solution, I think the people of Niger are in for a very rude awakening.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.